Hey.
Hey, what you doing?
Getting my tattoo.
What tattoo?
I had to get Riley's name covered up, and then it like added
Oh.
like for that one. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was gonna plan to have the tattoo bus show up, but
I'm not
not.
gonna have that guy do a cover up.
No, not
I
at
don't
all.
trust, no, heck no, I don't trust anybody that I don't know.
Yeah, no,
Yeah,
I totally.
this one's planned because Riley's name that I've had for 13 years and I've never really loved it because it blend together. And so I'm getting the cover up done and then I'll have him later do Riley's name on my other ankle.
Aww.
Redo it, I should say.
Yes,
So.
definitely. I know, I want to be able to do all of that. If nothing else, get my peacock feather on my elephant.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I can wait to do ours a different time. But that peacock feather is something that's important. And also the matching one with Trey and stuff. How are you able to sit and talk on the phone while he's doing it?
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all.
Of course it doesn't. What was I thinking?
She goes, "How can you sit there and talk on the phone?" I'm a champ.
Oh my God. I just, well, the last few tattoos I've had, what, a rib cage one and a
Yeah, I
foot
can't imagine that one.
one
Yep.
and an upper inner arm. So
Yep.
my last few have been a little bit, let's say a little, and then before that was, I believe, my grandmother's thumbprint, and then also my hand one. So yeah, I've
Yeah.
had, it's all like the hardest of hard spots, but it's still not the
Oh
worst
yeah,
spot in the world.
he's on my ankle, my top of my foot. So it hurts, but I
Oh, I
handle it
believe that.
pretty well.
I believe that.
Yeah, like once you
Take
start, you
Lisa
can't
and look
stop.
at. I think they need their meds too, 'cause I keep seeing things. I don't
Who?
care if it's a tick or not, but did you give it to them on the first? Okay. I just want to make sure. Oh my God, everybody's off again on a Friday. Who
Oh, I
does
know, I saw
that?
that.
So I set one aside in the 3-carat range per conversations, and I flagged two others that should be back, one carat.
What's the 3 carat going for?
Like $1,363.
Okay, yeah, that's much cheaper than overmount or overnight.
Yeah, and that's not with any additional discount or anything that you would get, probably.
Right. So, yeah.
That's
So,
so
yeah.
funny because Ted always says that it is so much cheaper.
Well, I'll send you the specs that they, I'll send you the specs that they sent me of like, because I was just trying to have them use a 3 carat for the center until we find one, then we'll adjust the measurements. And theirs was like 1800.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'll send you the measurements they gave me for the marquee, and you can
Well,
tell
this
me
has
like.
a 1.9 to 1 ratio, so I know it's most definitely the rest of the ones we have are all 2:1 to 1 ratio and 2:2 to 1 ratio.
Well, I worry about as large as that darn marquee is. As large as that marquee is, and then the mounting, I'll send you over the 3D image, but it's
Oh,
gonna be
you
a
don't have
freaking
to.
big ass ring.
I was the one that sent you the original one.
Okay, so it's gonna be a like, and she's a
Because they,
hairdresser,
and
like,
oh, with a
so I don't,
marquee?
yeah, like I don't know if they're gonna want to go 3 carat. Like a 3 carat's gonna be obnoxious in my mind, but who am
But
I to say what people want?
right, you just
You
sell it
know, like I
with
just sell it
a
and
smile.
say have fun. You're gonna end up breaking it off, or you're going to catch on everything, your pockets, everything you touch. But okay.
Well, then it'll be the perfect first ring for them.
Yeah, right.
So
I guess I've got to message her back to figure out next week what time to meet with him. So mm-hmm. I guess if I can have probably the stuff by Monday, Tuesday.
I have
it'd
one
be Tuesday
gonna
now.
Here on Monday and then Tuesday. But I have
okay.
one I grabbed and set aside, but I've had Tammy and a few others ask me for it already, so I was like, oh, no. I'm putting that bugger on memo right now so people can leave me alone. I feel
yeah.
like people see where the flags are and they go directly to the flags. Like, let me go
right.
see what I get, who's got this and look at this huge list. Somebody's already done the work for me kind of thing, especially on, like, round SA2s.
Yeah, so I only want two options to give them.
Right.
Because
the 2-carat and 2-carat only.
Yeah, yep.
And I've kept them all EVS, yeah.
Yeah, it is what
or
it is.
Or VS1, yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, no
okay.
worries, Zaya. And then I don't know if Atif shared with you or not. And I don't know Megwin's freaking number either in the office to call her. I have her cell number, and that's usually how I get a hold of her.
Her extension?
Yeah, what is it? 172, 179?
I have no clue. I'm not at home to look on my sheet. Don't you have, like, a thingy?
Yeah, somewhere here. I'm not looking
okay.
for it. It's not that big of a deal. I could just text her, too, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then poor Teef last night, I was trying to... Megan Crabtree does not speak Aubrey. As well as Atif and you do, quite frankly. she's like going back and forth, and I'm like, listen, we don't have to worry about any of what you're worrying about right now. It's getting late. Finally, the last thing she wrote is, let's talk tomorrow, and I'm sure we're driving Atif crazy right now. So, and I was like, Yes, I'm sure we are, too, and that's why I have not responded there, Miss Megan, other than to say, let's worry about this later on. We don't have to worry about shit. I've done these Airbnb houses before, believe you me. And she had no idea Mike had this whole other side business or anything. She's like, how is this so cool? How am I not ever invited to the real cool kids party? Like, what the truck have I been doing? I've been just staying at
the hotel. Is she coming?
Yeah, so she had Jessica cancel her Thursday and Friday night, too, as well as, I believe, Atif and you. So... the way I look at it is she just saved herself 6 hotel night rooms, you know, by by this. So I don't know why anybody would be angry or upset over it, you know. I mean, there's 8 bedrooms, for God's sakes. And it's a business write-off.
It's five bedrooms.
Oh, well, I'll take the shittiest of shit rooms.
Well, no. The one room,
mm-hmm.
the one room has, like, 6
beds. Oh,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's got, like, it's got 2 bunk beds. It's got, and I think, like, 3 doubles or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sleeps 8 in the one room.
I just was very point blank with her, and I said, listen, Christy does know about it. I had to let her know because she was talking kiddos coming with her and dogs and stuff, and so I had to spill the beans here. I said, but I kind of outed myself when I looked at her at one point and said, well, when I talk to your husband, dummy I am, and you looked at me sideways, didn't say anything until later on, and said, well, I kind of thought something was up because you talked to my husband? Like, when did she do that? So, yeah, that's all. I mean, that's all the kit and caboodle at this point. She doesn't get it until 5:00 at the airport on Thursday. So I'll just be picking Kelly up, and then you're going straight to the office, and then Mick will come after work, probably after you even. And we can just play it by ear for, like, she, I got to do greens and beans at some point for Kelly, so.
Greens and beans? What's that?
Greens and beans was, like, the one meal that she loved so much from that little restaurant we went to when, I don't think that, were you in town for the rehearsal dinner there that we all went
yeah.
to that restaurant? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we all scrunched around the one long table.
Yeah. It was such a crapshoot in that place, man. I'd never been there, and I haven't been back. But I do know that Pino's does a very good greens and beans. So I didn't know about that. Mike and Melissa might come. I'm not sure. But they're not going to stay. You know, obviously, they're not.
Well, that would be on Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because wouldn't you want Melissa and Mike to come on Friday?
Yes.
Like, okay.
That's what I mean. Now we're talking Friday.
Got you.
Yeah. And I'm off all day on Friday, so I'm going to take Kelly and do all the Kelly things. So I could always get greens and beans for lunch for her on Friday.
There you go, yeah.
But I feel like you're going to want your garbage plate on, Friday night probably, and I could swing by and grab them since I'll be at Nevaeh's senior game.
Well, I'll be at work, so on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I can grab those.
Okay.
Like I can grab, because that way you don't have to. What?
I was going to say, we could always just play it by ear, too. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because Friday night is the senior night or whatever that is for Nevaeh's senior cheer because they have the game on Friday. So I'm leaving on Friday, and I think Kelly's coming with me for that.
Okay.
Obviously, Matt. So it'll just be you and Mick and everybody there. Megan won't leave me alone about Venmoing money or having groceries delivered or something. And I said, listen, I have certain things I need to accomplish. I know what we're doing for a little bit of this, and this. These are all our favorites. And she's like, look at you. You've got everything taken care of. I'm like, no. No, I really don't. But we could worry about this later. And at that point,
I know,
it's
like,
so late.
I have to say, we play it by ear.
We play it by ear. And
yeah.
I just really want to get in that bathtub and relax for about an hour. Whoever's room that is, I'm sorry. If it doesn't end up being anybody that's the room, I'm going to go into that bathtub and let those jets just flow. In the afternoon when Kelly's taking a nap because she's already planned herself a nap.
All right. Hey, I got to let you go. We're wrapping up here.
All right. No worries. AM or PM delivery for Monday on this first one?
I would do AM.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Go have fun. Bye-bye. I want to see a picture
bye.
Before you put the thing on.
Okay.
Okay, bye.